is he? Well, where the hell is he?
You should have patience, Hewish.
Oh, shut up, you make me sick. That blooming captain, where is he?
What do you expect when he gets here?
Food. Food for me belly.
You believe that?
Me belly wants me to believe it. But me head says it's a bit far-fetched. Oh, God damn this influenza. Look at the sun. Shining down and tidy, the dropping paradise. And I'm starving to death and crippled with influenza. I'll be better off in a London fog. But I don't think I'll ever see London again.
Oh, cheer up. I'm not dead yet.
Pretty near. Now straight. I feel like crying my eyes out.
Times change, luck changes.
No, it doesn't. Not ours. You're Oxford educated, but I can tell you something. Luck doesn't change. You and me was born unlucky. And that perishing captain rotting for hawking his concertina round the harbour for a free meal and not bringing a bite home to the luckless invalid. You think you're unlucky now?
Life has been pleasant.
You haven't seen the half of it. You and me's going to be in jail before long.
Oh, come on. If we keep on the right side of the law...
You sound like a blimmin' magistrate.
Well, what's the difference? At least they feed you in prison.
Yeah, but you wouldn't like it. What about the old folks at home? What about the old school tie and the Herrick Estate?
There isn't a Herrick Estate anymore. The old school tie's got over worse disgraces. Well, you're quite right. I shouldn't like it. And there's a better way out than that.
Do yourself in. Yeah, you wouldn't have the guts.
I might have.
Now you're a bleeding sham. You talk big, you and the captain. But for action, you're neither of you worth that.
Oh, go back to sleep.
Watch the beer!
Here he is, the gallant captain.
Watch the beer and glory, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Beer it is and plenty of it. Who's to officiate?
You leave that to me. Here, where did you get it?
I'm coming to that. Here, have some of this bread, Herrick.
Oh, cheerio. Here, let's have a go at that loaf. Where did you get all this stuff?
Maybe it was a little present from the consul.
Present from the consul? What made him so generous? Have you come in the money?
Well, maybe I have, on a way. Now, look here, Hewish. I want to talk to Mr. Herrick alone.
Alone? What's the game?
Never mind that. You keep some of that bread and the other bottle of beer, and we'll go and see how the wind is.
Secrets, eh? That's not the ticket.
Look here, this is business. If you're coming, Herrick and I are staying. And if we stay, the beer stays with us. Sorry?
Oh, I don't want to interfere. All right, go. I don't think it's a friendly touch, that's all. Well, what is it?
Hold hard a minute. Get some of this food into you first.
White bread. I never thought I'd see that again. Come on, Davis, what is it?
All right, I'll tell you. We've got a new chance in life handed to us on a silver plate. But I want to ask you about it. I've got to consult you. Well, you've got a chance, all right, if you're the man I take you for.
I don't know what you take me for.
I know you. You're a gentleman and a man of spirit. I didn't want to speak up before that bummer there. I got a ship.
A ship? My man, that's wonderful. What is she?
The schooner with the hospital flag. She's called the Farallone.
Hospital flag? But she's in quarantine.
In a way. But there's more to it than that. The consul wants to get her away. But he's hard up for a white man to sail him.
And she's bound to...
She's out of Frisco for Sydney with a cargo of champagne. Captain, mate, in one hand, all dead of smallpox.
Smallpox?
That don't frighten me. Not when I see myself with a ship again. Would you be scared of the smallpox, Herrick?
I? No.
Good enough. Well, I'm telling you. The captain and mate were the only white men. All the hands are native. That seems a queer kind of outfit from a Christian port. Three hands left and a cook all black a suit. The captain must have been on the booze, I guess, to sail the course he did. Anyway, there he was, dead. And there were the natives as good as lost. They bummed around at sea like the babes in the wood and tumbled end on Tahiti. Consul here took charge.
I see. Now he's trying to get her away.
Sure thing. He offered the berth to Williams. He'd never had smallpox, turned it down. Tried Capati and LeBlou, or whatever his name is. They wouldn't lay a hand on it. All too fond of their sweet lives. I tell you, Herrick, I call it providence. I walked right into that consul's office at the right minute, and there I am with a ship. Now, I'm going to put Hughes before the mast. Of course, I'll let him berth aft. And I'll ship you mate at $75 a month.
Me, mate? Why, I'm a landsman.
Everyone's got to learn. You don't fancy I'm going to skip off and leave you here? I've been shipmates with worse.
Heaven knows I can't refuse.
Oh, that's all right, then.
Thanks, Davis.
Here, have a cigar. But that isn't all.
What else?
I don't know how you're going to take this. You shouldn't have no scruples after the life we've been through together. Well, Mr. Herrick, this is the scheme. I'm going to own that ship. Sydney will never see me. That schooner is going to be ours.
What about the risk?
There's no risk. Why, it's done every year in the Pacific. Look at the cargo, champagne. It might have been made for us. I aim to sail the Farallone to Peru. We'll sell the champagne off at the pierhead and the schooner after that for what she's worth. Come on, what do you say?
Captain, for God's sake, don't do it.
These last weeks I've heard you say over and over again that you can't go on with this life. You're finished, you say. You're not going on begging bananas from half-starved natives, you say. Why, man, you've got nothing to lose.
Nothing to lose.
I'm desperate. This is my chance. Hurry. Back me up.
I'm going to starve and do this. Sail the ship, man, but do it on the square. This is tempting providence.
Look, I'm going to talk straight to you. The French have let us alone long enough. They've got their eyes on us. In 3 weeks, you'll be in jail, whatever you do. There's no way out.
Yes, there is.
Oh, yes, yes. Yes, you can cut your throat. Much good, man, do you? But there's no easy way out for me. Man, this is what I've waited for. It's home for us, Harry. Home and a truckload of presents for the kids. The biggest doll you ever saw for little Ada.
Opium dream.
This is no dream. This is a fact. The solid bedrock. There's Ada with a doll in her arms. It can be done, Harry. It's a chance of a lifetime. Oh, I wish you could see Ada. She's a beautiful kid.
I can't do it, David.
You couldn't have a prettier temper or a prettier. Fair hair and eyes deeper than the lagoon. I'm just a sentimental old Yankee, aren't I?
It's a dream, Davis. Wake up. You'll never see her again. If you steal this schooner, you'll end your life in jail.
Wait a minute, Eric. I want you to know how I came to be here. I was skipper of the finest bark that ever sailed from Portland. I was drunk in my berth the day she struck 14 Island Group. I should have stayed there and drowned, but I hadn't the sense for that, no. I came up on deck and gave drunken orders and lost 6 lives. Well, there. That's my story. I'm Captain John Davis of the Sea Ranger, and the way I lost her, I might as well have bored a hole in her side.
I can't do nothing but sail ships. And I've no papers.
Look, you know well enough I can't put to sea with that bummer alone. It's not possible. You go drown yourself, and there goes my last chance.
Is it going to be the last chance? Is it?
I'll prophesy if you like. It's either this for you, or it's New Caledonia. I bet you never saw that penal settlement. Those white-shaven men in their dusty clothes and straw hats. They look like wolves, or they look like the dead. Huey, she's a daisy to the best of them. They're waiting for us, Herrick.
Have it your own way, then.
Oh, God bless you. I believe I'd have died in my tracks if you said no. Well, now we've got the break of the Huey.
I wonder how he'll take it.
Well, he'll jump at it. That's a nasty little beast. That's a biter. But so long as you and me hang in, it don't matter. Here. What about a toast?
To the schooner Farallone.
Now, you Panagas, just listen to me. I'm Captain Davis. I command this ship. This is Mr. Herrick, my first officer. The other white man is Hughes, cabin steward. My orders shall be obeyed smart. Savvy? Smart. No growling about the foot. You put a handle to the mate's name and you tack on, sir, to me. Now, if you're quick, I'll make this ship comfortable to all hands. If you're not, I'll make it a floating hell. Now, Mr. Herrick, see the grub and stores are stowed away.
Right.
You'll please say sir when you address me, Mr. Herrick.
Yes, sir.
Keep the man busy. We want to be off with the tide.
Give me some of the words, sir, for heaven's sake.
Tell him to tumble out lively and cuss as much as you like. You'll soon pick it up. Hughes, come with me into the cabin.
Here, men. Tumble off. Lively now.
Now, this is our little Paula. Well, it's better than the beach of Papiaty. Oh, what a stink. What is it?
burning sulfur.
Oh.
Smells like a hospital. Yeah. Those two white men died in this cabin not many days ago.
Blimey. They give you the creeps.
Yeah, what's this? I told those natives to tumble this bedding overboard. Yeah. I guess they were afraid of the smallpox. Hewish, lay a hold of those blankets and heave them over the side.
See, you blew me well far enough first.
I think you've made a mistake.
What mistake, Davis?
I'm captain here.
That lot I care. Come on now. A lock's a lock.
I'm master of the ship. I'm going to beat master. Now, either you take my orders, in which case you mess with us, or you refuse and I pack you forward to berth with the Kanakas as quick as the word said. Else, I'll signal that man of war in the harbor and I'll send you ashore under arrest for mutiny.
And of course, I wouldn't blow the gaff, oh no.
Who's to believe you? No, sir. There's no luck about my captainizing.
Enough said. Up with those blankets and then get this cabin clean and shipshape and plenty of disinfectant.
Oh, you're the boss, I suppose. But I take it hard.
Finish storing the stores, Mr. Herrick?
Aye, aye, sir.
Right. We'll lock anchor, if you please. Jump to it, you sons of Satan. I'll take the wheel, helmsman. Mr. Herrick, come here.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Davis, isn't she wonderful?
Well, she's not the finest ship I've ever seen, but she'll do. Oh, Herrick, I feel good, man. I could weep like a child. Do you feel her trembling in the wind? She's all just ready to go. And I'll sail her. I was a good captain once. None better.
I can't help thinking how much happier I'd be if she weren't a stolen ship.
No more of that. No more scruples. Tomorrow we'll be in the open sea. And no one to heed us. Full of wind now, helmsman!
Full bell! Dive ready, Captain!
Come on, boys, dive in!
That's your watch, Hughes. You'll get your supper later. I'll sit down and have a pick with Mr. Herrick. By the time I've done, it'll be dark, and we'll put her about for South America.
That's some fees.
What's that? Where did that come from?
It's fees. Champagne, if you want to know. And it come from the old.
Put it down. Here. This'll never do, breaking into cargo. No good ever came of games like that.
You baby. It's stolen fees, Davis. This is a stolen ship. Don't come to Master Mariner. We're sailing to Peru to sell the cargo off the period. Well, I don't reckon a few bottles is going to make much difference out of all that 1,000 down there in the old...
Go on, deck and take a watch, you...
Oh, I'm to go up and steer while you two sit down here and guzzle. I call Davis, sir, and you, mister. Well, I'll have fizz ad lib or it won't wash. And what do you think you are, Eric?
A thief among thieves.
Oh, lordy dog.
I'd give $50. This had never happened.
Well, it has happened. Try some. It's devilish good.
Well, it's more than I can do to say no, not staring me in the face. Pass it across. Oh, I wish it was beer. But there's no denying it's a genuine stuff and cheaper than money. Now, Hughes, clear out and take your wheel.
Aye, aye, sir. No hard feelings, Mr. Eric.
Come on, Harry. Tuck into some of this grub. Hey, look at that. Pea soup. Blamed if I thought I should ever taste pea soup again.
There's something in life after all. Dry clothes, good food. Think of that beach on Tahiti. Suppose we were suddenly sent back. Oh, I murdered someone for a dollar.
Quietly, quietly does it, my son. Come on, take your pea soup forward. That's what you want. When you've had a little lunch, you'll be as steady as a rock
I'm
again.
I'm steady enough now. Well, I'm a queer kind of first officer.
Shucks, you've only got to mind the ship's course and keep your slate to half a point. A babby could do that, let alone a college graduate like you. There ain't nothing to say or in when you come to look at it in the face. And listen, there's going to be no drunkenness on this ship. I know what's at the back of your mind. But there's going to be no more sea ranger for me. Now eat up, man. And in an hour, we'll put her about for Peru. I'll sail this ship sober, and I'll sail her good.
Oh, honey,
with their pockets full of money.
Oh, honey,
with their pockets full of money.
Captain Davis, It's part of my duty to keep this reckoning, but I don't know how to allow for current. Will you please show me?
What a fine old English accent.
Jewish. I hope I shall die very soon, but I haven't the least objection to killing you before I
go. No, discourage yourself, Sovskimer. Here it is. Look for yourself. Anything from west to west, northwest, and anyways from 5 to 25 miles. That's what the Admiralty chart says, and I can't tell you no more. I guess you don't expect to outdo your own Britishers.
I'm trying to do my duty, Captain Davis.
Do your duty. Don't be such a prick. Have you forgotten you're on a stolen ship with stolen cargo?
No, I haven't forgotten. But you seem to have forgotten that you're on the ship at all. I heard something about honor among thieves.
Be careful what you say, Eric.
I know what I'm saying. And I know I'm going to stay sober on this ship, if only to watch your face when she's sinking. I don't like that cloud on the skyline.
I don't like that clown. Mr. Eric Esquire has turned a blooming swat, hasn't he?
He thinks he's too good for our company. That's what's wrong with Mr. Eric. I'll show him whether he's too good for John Davis.
Oh, I don't suppose he can help being a mother's darling. Come on, have another drink. Did you ever sail with a better cargo, my gallant captain?
No, sir. Champagne to drink? And 1,000 bottles more to make our fortunes.
Prime stuff, ain't it? He's cured me cold.
Hey, you're feeling all right now, eh, old timer? Yeah. No more of the influenza.
I'm as strong as an horse. This is the cure, all right. Sea air and champagne.
The times are not so bad, Hughie. The future's not so black. Mr. Hurric does not know what he's missing.
Nor what he's going to miss.
What do you mean?
Nothing. Don't mean nothing. Just chattering away.
Well, this is a strange ship.
How do you mean, strange?
The native crew. And them two poor devils carried off with the smallpox. Something beyond natural. Death and champagne. Queer mixture.
Death and champagne. Champagne and Mr. Eric. What are you going to do with your share when we got rid of the stuff?
Get back to the old folks.
You know where they are?
No, I don't.
Well, here's hoping that you'll find
them. Yeah.
But what you want to go trailing after the missus and a few squalling brats for with a fortune in your pocket?
Well, no, Hughes.
No offense. That's some orphies. You see, it's hard for me to understand an attitude like that. Moral obligations, I've got no use for them. When I get my cut, I'm going to launch myself on the biggest drunk what the world's ever witnessed. On account of that, you're not exactly teetotal yourself.
Drink was the ruin of me once. Never again.
That's right, have some more things.
You know, Hughie, I'm beginning to like you. You're a good sort.
Of course I am. Life and soul of the party. Always a good fella to have around when there's a drop of booze going.
No, Herrick's right, I suppose. I shouldn't be drinking this now.
You're worth six of him. You can sail a ship when you're tiddly. He can't sail it at all.
I was skipper of the finest bark that ever sailed from Portland. For 67 trips, I was never sober. But the 68th paid for all.
Oh, cheer up, Captain. A rough sea and a belly full of liquor could have happened to anybody. Besides, you lived to tell the tale, didn't you? And here you are sailing to South America to make your fortune. You don't like Eric, do you?
Mr. Eric is my first mate.
Bit of a spoilsport, though, ain't he?
Mr. Eric thinks we're drinking away his profits.
Yeah. Too blooming true. If he was going to get any.
What do you mean by that?
Why do we have to split this three ways?
No. I've not sunk as low as that.
I have, though. You wouldn't find no one lower than me. Oh, we don't have to do for him. Don't worry about that. Just don't cut him in. Eric won't do nothing. Eric couldn't hurt a fly.
I made a bargain and I'll stick to it.
Eric will be no worse off in Peru than what he was in Papier.
Shut your mouth!
And he's had a nice trip with sea air.
Hardly a pleasure, John, Mr. Hewish. Thank you, Captain. I'm delighted to see that you have one or two scruples left. Now, get out of my sight, Hewish, before I kill you.
Oh, boil your head.
Good day, Captain Davis.
Where are you going?
To Beth Pollard with the crew. I've been long enough off with you, gentlemen.
Come back, you blasted mutineer. I'm not ready to cut you out of the profits, but that doesn't mean I think any better of you. I'll have you put in irons. I'll have you shot.
If you wish. I decline in any way to help or to obey.
Look, don't you come the dude over me. I won't stand it. Don't you defy me, Harry Gasquire.
You're drunk, Davis. You sink us all.
A drunken skipper, am I? Well, I'll show you whether I can sail a ship or not. Let's have some speed. Set the mainsail. Set the jib topsails.
Jump to it! And the staysail!
Davis, I've no love for you, but
you shut your mouth! Get that canvas up, you black heathens, or I'll rip you in pieces and throw your guts to the shark!
There's a squall blowing up, Davis. You'll kill us all.
What are you waiting for? Do you want a bullet in your bellies?
The schooner won't stop.
Oh, hurry! It's the Sea Ranger all over again!
You can't do it, Davis. You can save us. Move!
It's a foresheet. We'll never get the foresheet down. The sea's coming all over the deck.
We can get it down together. I'll come with you.
No, you stay here. Take over the wheel. Send the other fella down to the pump. I'll go down there alone. I'll cut it away with a knife.
Look out, Davis! Oh, God, you'll never kill me!
Keep her into the wind, Harry. She's down. She's down. I'm coming back, Harry. We're all right now. We'll be out of this in 5 minutes. We're not drowned yet, Harry. We're not dead yet.
The two topsails and the staysail. Near thing we didn't lose the ship.
That's not what I'm thinking.
I know what you're thinking. No need to say it now. I'm sober.
I have to say it.
Hold on, Harry. You've said enough. There ain't nothing wrong but the drink. It's the old story.
I don't wish to hear it anymore.
You know what you said about my children.
Certainly. Do you want me to say it again?
Don't make me kill a man I care for. Why, you're the only man aboard whose carcass is worth saving. I always knew you were in the right of it. Drunk or sober, I knew that. Look, what do you want, man? An oath? You're clever enough to see that I'm in earnest.
Do you mean that there'll be no more drinking? Neither by you nor by Hewish. But you'll attend to your duties and do your proper share of the ship's work. Is that what you mean?
You put these things in a way it's difficult for a man to swallow. You wouldn't have me say I'm ashamed of myself. Look, trust me this once.
Well, I'll try it this once. But if you go back...
Look, no more. We've been mighty near to death, mister. Pretty near to hell, too, I guess. We're in a bad line of life. And we ought to be easy on one another.
I'm ready.
There's another thing. It's about my little Ader. You shouldn't have ought to said that. But, of course, you didn't know. She's dead, you see.
Davis. Tear your head, man. This is for the drink. You told me a dozen times she's alive.
No, sir. She's dead. Died when I was away in the brig Oregon. She lies in Portland, Maine. Ader, only daughter of Captain John Davis and his wife Maria. Aged 5. I had a doll for her on board. I never took the paper off that doll, Harry. It went down the way it was with the Sea Ranger the day I was damned. I don't think I'm crazy, neither. I got all the cold sense I know what to do with. But I guess a man that's unhappy is like a child. And this is a kind of a child's game of mine. I never could act up to the plain cut truth, you see, so I pretend. And I warn you, as soon as we're through with this talk, I'll start in again pretending. But you see, Ader can't walk no streets. Couldn't make out to live and get that doll.
Well, that was a near thing. Who's for another bottle of...
Here, no more of that. No more drinking on this ship.
Hello? What's bitten you? Turn teetotal, have you? I'm very glad you nearly lost another
ship. Put that bottle down. Do you hear me speak?
Sure do. You speak loud enough. And you see, I'm not interested. Hello? And Pop. He's a bad bottle. What the hell's this? It's water.
Give me that. Water? Here, Harry.
It's water, all right.
We've been swindled. Let's have a look in the hole. Come on! Drag this lot out.
Nothing but water.
Smash him with the axe.
Empty bottles.
We've been sold down the river. Hurry! Nothing under the top layer but empty bottles. There's about one good case left in the whole last house.
Oh, Davy, God, he got up so early in the morning. We stole an Ablasi water carrier.
What are we going to do now?
Well, there's one thing certain. It's no use carting this old glass and ballast to Peru. No, sir. We're in a hole. This explains the native crew. The owner meant to lose this ship and get the insurance, and if you're going to lose the ship, I'd ask nothing better than a native crew. But it don't explain why she came down to Heady Ways.
Why, to lose her, you baby.
A lot you know. If you want to lose a ship, you lose her on course. Do you think underwriters have got no sense?
I can tell you why she came so far eastward. I heard it from one of the natives. It seems the captain and mate were drunk on champagne from the beginning and died drunk on it in the end. They lay on their bunks, filling their skins with the stuff till the smallpox took them. They didn't know where they were. They didn't care.
What the hell are they to us now?
A good deal, I'm afraid. We're their heirs, I guess.
It's a great inheritance.
Well, I don't know about that. It seems to me it might have been much worse. It ain't worth what the cargo would have been, of course. At least not money down. But it seems to figure up to the bottom dollar of the owner in Frisco.
Oh, don't give me time. How's this, umpire?
We're going to sink the Farallone. Yeah. The men who died on this ship were going to be paid by the owner for casting her away. Well, we're going to cast her away, all right, but I'll make it my private business to see that we get paid. What were the others to get? Well, that's more than I can say. But they went into it with their eyes open. They were on the crook, now we're on the square. We only tumbled into it, and that merchant has just got the squeal, and I'll see that he squeals good.
Go, Captain. The style in his money. Blow me if I don't like it better than the other. I still don't understand.
Look, Harry. The old game was a risky game. The new game is as safe as running a Vienna bakery. We just put the Farallone before the wind and run to a well up or someplace where they have an American consul. Down goes the ship and goodbye to her. Yeah, a day or so in the boat. The consul packs us home at Uncle Sam's expense to Frisco. And if that merchant don't put the dollars down, I'm a Dutchman. Well, Harry.
Oh, what's the difference? Where are you making for?
Well, my idea is that Samoa would be an eligible business center.
It'll take us forever to get there.
It's on the trade.
No trouble about the log,
no,
eh?
No, sir. Light airs and baffling winds. Squalls and calms. DR 5 miles, pumps a tender. And fill in the barometer and thermometer off last year's trip. Never saw such a voyage, says I to the consul. Thought I was going to run short. Say, I beg your pardon, Herrick, but did you keep the run of the stores?
I would have done it if you told me to. As it was, the cook held himself to what he pleased.
Well, it's a long way to Samoa. I drew it rather fine, you see. Well, the great thing was to clear right out of Tahiti before the consul changed his mind. I'll tell you what, I guess I'll take stock.
Here's another screw loose.
It's still your watch on deck. And surely your wheel also.
You come the heavy swell, don't you, ducky? Surely your wheel, my man. Yeah. Keep your Buckingham Palace manners till you get back home. We're all the same here. If you ever do get back home, but I don't think you will.
I've taken stock, Ruffling. It won't do. We can't do it, and that's the bedrock. I'm as sorry as you are, and sorrier, but the game's up. We can't get near Samoa. I don't know that we can get as far as Peru.
What do you mean?
Well, I can't rightly tell myself. I drew it fine. I said I did, but what's been going on around here? That cook must be the unholiest kind of fraud. Only 9 days out, too.
How long before the food gives out?
A week, I guess.
And then we starve to death?
Do we? Do we, Davies?
My God, I'll never understand it. There's been more waste on this twopenny ship than there is on an Atlantic liner. Oh, you wait till I get hold of that cook. I'll interview that son of a sow as he's never been spoken
you'll
to
not
before.
You'll not lay a finger on the man. It's your fault and you know it.
Well, you're that plummy captain, ain't you? You don't know, don't you? Haven't we heard you howling for fresh tins every day? How often have we heard you send the old blooming dinner off and tell the cook to throw it in a swill bin?
There ain't no land here.
Tabitha's no fool. He wouldn't call land for nothing. I'm going on deck.
Well, I've heard of ghost ships, but this is the first ghost island I ever saw.
It's real enough.
Let's have a look at that chart book.
We don't know. Don't look at this place.
It may save our lives.
Found anything yet?
No, nope, it's as I thought. This place is uncharted.
Is that possible?
Now, wait a minute. What's this? New Island. According to Monsieur DeLille, this island, which from private reasons would remain unknown, lies... Private reasons would remain unknown.
What might that mean?
It might mean pearls.
Davis, what's that? From behind the tree.
Huh? What's it? By God, it's a boat!
Two natives and... Who's that fellow with them?
European, I guess. Looks like he's got up for a wedding.
Consul, perhaps?
No, not on your life.
Looks like they're all armed to the teeth.
Ahoy there!
You can drop anchor here!
Tell the crew to drop anchor, Hewish.
All right. What if the bloke's a copper?
Go on!
Drop anchor!
No, Herrick. That's no consul.
What then?
Sooner ahoy! I'm coming aboard!
The big chief pearler himself. Come on up on deck! What beats me? Where's everyone else on this island?
Maybe among the trees.
Maybe. Oh, if we have no trouble with the pearler, we should be able to fill up with fish and native stuff and do the trip to Samoa hand over fist.
What do you mean, trouble with the pearler?
Well, I don't like the look of those guns they're carrying around with them.
Mind your fancy suit, you'll get it dirty. What are you going to say to him?
I'll think of something.
Thank you, I can manage perfectly. Well, gentlemen, I must ask you to what I'm indebted for the pleasure.
Well, I suppose you might call it an accident.
Hope we don't intrude.
It may suit me, your coming here. Stand over there.
Yes, sir. And here.
Well, my name is Atwater. You, I presume, are the captain.
Yes, sir. I'm captain of the ship. Captain Davis.
Let's have a drink and talk it over among friends. We got some prime fish.
My name is Herrick, since introductions are going. We shall be very glad if you'll join us for a drink.
University man?
Yes. Merton.
I'm of the other lot, Trinity Hall, Cambridge. Well, this is a queer place and company for us to meet in, Mr. Herrick. But do you bear out... I beg this gentleman's pardon, I really didn't catch his name.
That's all right. Hewish is the name.
Do you bear out Mr. Wish's description of his vintage? Or was that only the unaffected poetry of his own nature bubbling up?
I don't know. It's only Californian. It's good enough, I believe.
Well, then I'll tell you what. You three gentlemen come ashore this evening and bring a basket of wine with you. And I'll try and find some food. Oh, by the way, there's a question I should have asked you before I came aboard. Have you had smallpox?
Personally, no. But the schooner has.
Deaths?
Two.
Well, it's a dreadful sickness.
Have you had any deaths here on the island?
29. 29 deaths and 31 cases out of 33 souls on the island. That's a strange way to calculate, Mr. Herrick, is it not? Souls? I never say it, but it startles me.
So that's why everything's deserted.
That is why, Mr. Wish. That is why the houses are empty and the graveyard is full.
29 out of 33. Here, how did you bury them all?
We didn't, Mr. Wish. At least there was one day on which we gave up. There were 5 of them dead that morning and 13 of them dying. And no one able to go about except the sexton and myself. So we held a council of war, took the empties into the lagoon and buried them.
You love these people?
I? Dear me, no. Don't think me a philanthropist. I dislike men and hate women. If I like my island at all, it is because I see them here plucked of their lendings, their dead birds and cocked hats, their petticoats and coloured hose. Well, so you'll come to dinner, then. Shall we say 6:30? So good of you.
I'm sure we shall be very glad. Thank you very much.
I shall particularly expect Mr. Wish. I trust he understands the invitation.
Yeah, certainly, old boy.
That's all right, then. Mr. Wish and Captain Davis at 6:30, and you, Herrick, at 6:00 sharp.
You were talking of a charter.
Was I? Well, let's talk of it later.
Your own schooner is overdue, I understand.
You understand perfectly, Captain.
She comes and goes, eh? Plies between here
and... Exactly. Every 4 months. 3 trips in the year.
You go in her ever?
No. One stops here. One has plenty to attend to.
Stops here. How long?
How long, O Lord? But it doesn't seem long.
No, I suppose not. Not with all your goods about you and in as snug a little berth as this. It is a pretty snug little berth.
The spot, as you're good enough to indicate, is not entirely intolerable.
A shell, I suppose.
Yes, there was shell.
Was there... Would you call a fishing always good
I don't know that I would call it always anything, if you put it to me direct.
Well, what I mean is, pearls.
Do you?
Well, I give up. If you're not going to tell, you're not going to tell, and there's an end of it.
There can be no reason why I should affect the least degree of secrecy about my island. That came wholly to an end with your arrival here. And I'm sure that I should always have been charmed to make gentlemen like you and Mr. Huish fully at home. The point on which we are now differing, if you can call it a difference, is one of times and seasons. I have some information which you think I might impart, and I think not. Well, we shall see tonight. Now, Teniera, if you will assist me to my boat.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Goodbye, Mr. Huish. At 6:30, mind. I take no denial. If you're not there by the time named, there will be no banquet, no song, no supper, Mr. Huish.
Well, there's one good thing at least. He's taken to you all right.
Why should that be a good thing?
You'll see how it pans out presently. You go ashore and stand in with him. You'll get lots of pointers. You can find out what he has, what the charter is.
And suppose I do? What next? Answer me that.
So I will, Eric. Yeah, but what about the Sadwater? What do you think of him?
I don't know. I was attracted and repelled. He was insufferable to you.
And you, Huish?
Don't ask me what I think of him. As the day coming, I hope to God when I can tell him that myself.
Yeah, Huish means the same as I do. When he came stepping around and saying, look here, I'm at water. Yeah, I sized him up straight. A man's got to be born to that. Smart as champagne and hard as nails. He's got a palace at home and powdered flunkies, and if he don't stay there, you can bet he knows the reason why. Follow?
He's
been doing a good business here. It's pearl and shell, of course. And no doubt, the shell goes off regular by this Trinity Hall, and the money for it's straight into the bank, so that's no use to us. But is there nothing else he'd be likely to keep here? Yes, sir. The pearls.
Likely enough. Not proved, but likely.
It's proved.
Suppose it was. Suppose he had these pearls. What then? Answer me.
No, hear me first. We've got no use for that fella. He's your kind. He's wiped his boots on me and you. He's all right. Save him. Save him if you can.
Save him
if you can. The way things are, there are many men wouldn't let you leave this ship. But I know you'd never go back on me, Herrick. You wouldn't. Would you? You go ashore and talk him smooth, and if you get him and his pearls aboard, I'll spur him. And if you don't, there's going to be a funeral.
Do you like my island, Mr. Herrick?
I find it heavenly.
Look, over there is my diving shed. It was a queer sight to see those marine monsters appearing and reappearing in the midst of the lagoon. Fond of parables?
Oh, yes.
When I saw those diving suits coming up dripping and going down again, and all the while the fellow inside as dry as toast, it seemed to me we all wanted a dress to go down into the world in and come up scatheless. What do you think the name was?
Self-conceit.
But I mean seriously.
Call it self-respect, then.
Why not grace? Why not God's grace, Herrick? Why not the grace of your maker and redeemer? He who died for you. He who upholds you. He whom you daily crucify afresh. There's nothing here, nothing there. Nothing but God's grace. We walk upon it, we breathe it, we live and die by it. It makes the nails and axles of the universe. And like all of us, and everything about us, they hang by a hair. Today, the pearls are here in the safe. Tomorrow, tonight, they may be scattered. Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee.
I don't understand you.
No, I am a fatalist. Would you like to see my pearls?
No, thank you, I think not. I do not care for pearls. I'm very indifferent to all
this. No,
these.
Mr. Herrick, I think not. You are not indifferent, but you are afraid.
What brought you to the South Seas?
Many things. Youth, curiosity, romance, the love of the sea, and, it will surprise you to learn, an interest in missions. That has a good deal declined, which will perhaps surprise you less. They go the wrong way to work. They're too parsonish, too much the old wife. Religion is a savage thing, like the universe it illuminates. Savage, cold, and bare, but infinitely strong.
And you found this island by an accident?
As you did. And since then, I've had a business and a colony and a mission of my own. I was a man of the world before I was a Christian. I'm a man of the world still, and I make my mission pay. No good ever came of coddling. I gave these beggars what they wanted, a judge in Israel, the bearer of the sword and scourge. I was making a new people here. And behold, the angel of the Lord smote them, and they were not. You know, I'm fanciful. I take fads. I like you.
No one can like me.
You're wrong, as a man usually is about himself.
No one can like me. If you knew how I despise myself. And why?
I knew that you despised yourself. I saw the blood come into your face today when you remembered Oxford. And I could have blushed for you myself to see a man, a gentleman, with those two vulgar wolves.
Wolves?
I said wolves and vulgar wolves. You know that today, when I came aboard, I trembled.
You concealed it well.
A habit of mine. But I was afraid for all that. And now, Herrick, what do you could ask for, eh?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Then let us approach the other point. That of why you despise yourself.
It's common enough. Don't we all despise ourselves? Don't you?
I say I do, but do I? One thing I know at least. Your poor diving dress of self-respect is sadly shattered. Today, if you will, hear my voice. Today, in this dead island, fall on your knees and cast your sorrows upon the Redeemer.
For God's sake, can't you see I'm on the rack?
I know it. I see it. I put you there. My fingers are on the screws. Please, God, I will bring a penitent this night before his throne.
Atwater, you push me beyond bearing. What am I to do? I do not believe. It's living truth to you. To me, it's only folklore. I do not believe there is any word under heaven by which I can shift the burden from my shoulders. I cannot shift it, you suppose. I wouldn't if I could. I cannot. And let that suffice.
Well, let us have a drink. Our guests will be here soon. I have a dry sherry that I should like your opinion of.
Atwater.
Yes?
I've got to tell you.
That sounded like a warning, was it?
No. I don't think it matters now.
The evenings here would be very pleasant if one had something to do. By day, of course, one can shoot.
You shoot well?
Yes, I'm what you would call a very good shot. It is fate. If I were to miss once, it would spoil me for months.
You never miss, then?
Not unless I mean to.
But
to miss nicely, that is the art. There was an old king I knew in the Western Islands who used to empty a Winchester all around a man and stir his hair or nick a rag out of his clothes with every ball except the last. And that went plump between the eyes. It was a pretty practice.
You could do that.
Oh, I can do anything. You don't understand.
Do you always go armed?
Always. I have been through a mutiny here. Ah, your friends are coming up the path.
Good evening.
Good evening, Captain.
Hello.
Good evening. This way to supper, Mr. Whish.
Quite a nice little place you've got here, Mr. Atwater.
I find it comfortable. Won't you sit down and let me give you a glass of sherry?
Well, I won't say no.
I'm so glad. And you, Captain?
Thank you.
Good. I think you'll like this, Mr. Whish.
That's a prime article, all right. How much does it stand you in for, if it's a fair question?
112 shillings in London and the freight to Valparaiso and on again. It strikes me as not a bad fluid.
112 shillings. My, oh, my.
I'm so glad you like it. Help yourself, Mr. Whish, and keep the bottle by.
My friend's name is Hewish, and not Wish, sir.
I beg your pardon, I'm sure. Hewish and not Whish, of course. I was going to say that I still have 8 dozen.
8 dozen what?
8 dozen excellent sherry. Why, it seems almost worth it in itself to a man fond of wine.
Worth what?
$112.
I allow we're the first white man on the island, sir.
Myself and Dr. Simmons accepted, I should say the only one.
This Dr. Simmons is your partner, I suppose.
A dear fellow, Simmons. How he would regret it if he knew you had been here. He's on the Trinity Hall, and if you could tell me where the Trinity Hall is, you would confer a great favor.
I suppose she has a native crew.
Since the secret has been kept for 10 years, one would suppose that she had. Try some of this excellent hock, Mr. Huish. I beg your pardon, Huish.
I must say, you have everything around you in grand style.
Where do you get your labor from, anyway?
Ah, where not? A pity Simmons isn't here. That was his part, to collect them. Mine was to educate them.
You mean to run them?
Yes, to run them.
Well, wait a minute. How did you do it? You don't mean you did it single-handed?
I did it single-handed because there was nobody to help me.
By God, you must be a holy terror.
I do my best.
Well, I fought my way, third mate, Ron Capehorn, with a push of packet rats that would have turned the devil out of hell and slammed the door on him. In a ship, why, there ain't nothing to it. You've got the law with you, that's what does it. But put me on this beach alone with nothing but a whip and a mouthful of bad words and ask me to... No, sir, I haven't got the guts for that. It's the law behind. It's the law does it every time.
The old B-gates are black as he sometimes painted.
I did not have the law, Captain. But I had something greater. The power of God.
Oh, did you?
Yes, Mr. Huish. It was pretty lively. However, one way or another, one knocked it into their heads that they must work. And work they did. Until I lost them. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away.
I hope you made them jump.
When it was necessary, I made them jump.
You bet you did. By God, you're a man, and you can say I said so.
Too good of you, I'm sure. Mr. Herrick, you're very silent.
I was wondering...
Yes?
Did you ever have crime here?
Yes, I did.
And how did you handle that?
Well, you see, it was a queer case. It was a case that would have puzzled Solomon. Shall I tell it to you? Yes? Here is what it was.
Fire away.
A native had got into trouble, no matter how. When I was punishing him, he looked at me in a peculiar way and started to speak. I allow no explanations, so I stopped him instantly. The next day, he was missing from the settlement. 2 days later, I made a discovery. It came upon me in a flash that he'd been unjustly punished throughout and that another man was the real culprit. So I dismissed him, and late as it was, I set out to look for the other. I had not far to go. He was hanging in a coca palm. His tongue was out, poor fellow, and the birds had got him. Next day, I had all hands out before sunrise. I took my gun and led the way with the real culprit. Presently, the tree came in sight, and the hanged man. They all started lamenting for their comrade, and our friend wailed louder than any of them. To cut a long story short, I ordered him up the tree. When he looked down from the tree, there was the rifle covering him, and at that he gave a whimper like a dog. You could hear a pin drop. No more keening now. They were all crouched upon the ground with bulging eyes. There he was in the treetop, the color of lead. And between us was the dead man, dancing on air. He was obedient to the last, recited his crime, recommended his soul to God, and then...
And then?
Shot. They came to the ground together.
It was murder. Cold-blooded-minded murder. You monster! Murderer and hypocrite! Murderer and hypocrite!
Hurry, don't be a fool!
It's all over, I tell you!
Your friend appears overexcited.
Don't you understand? That man knows everything!
It must be the wine. He ain't no drinking man. I'll take him away. The wall comes over him, I guess.
Oh, God! Why was I born? Why was I born? He's like a brimming poultry yard. Man should learn to behave at table.
Rather bad form, is it not? Well, well. We are left tete-a-tete. A glass of wine with you, Mr. Whish. How did you happen to have it aboard? Or do you always embark with such a seller?
Yeah, here we have it. Oh, they'd be telling that, would you? Ask the captain and Brother Eric.
I may not have the opportunity. I suppose you'll be off with the tide?
That's a good one. I'd like to know how we get away with the tide. Yeah, I'd like to know that.
How's that?
Oh, I don't know. Stick around here a bit longer. The captain and me likes your company, even if Mr. Eric don't.
Eric was hardly himself tonight. Although before you arrived, we were having a most interesting talk about your voyage here.
What about it?
Why, about your interesting cargo.
What did he tell you about our cargo?
More wine, my dear sir.
What did he tell you?
What cargo are you carrying, Mr. Whish?
I thought so. He didn't tell you nothing, did he? You're trying to pump me. Well, you'll have to try a lot harder, matey.
Pump you, Mr. Whish? Yes, I suppose I was trying to pump you. You see, you're such colourful figures. Naturally, I'm fascinated. I hope you're not offended.
No offence. As long as we know where we are. Here, let's have another drink.
Do you like my island? Is it not beautiful?
I dare say. But I bet you didn't come here for the view, did you? Here, what are you up to?
I came here to look for pearls. But you know that, don't you? What interests you is whether I was successful. Yes, I was successful. In 10 years, I have amassed a collection of pearls which should realize as much as £100,000.
What?
Here they are. I open the door of the safe. Would you like to see them? Yes? There.
£100,000. It's not fair. Yeah, there's something funny about you.
Do you like my pearls? I should think there are few rarer or more beautiful specimens in the world. They cost my natives their lives. Do you not find them exciting? Why were you planning to kill me? Why were you going to kill me, Mr. Whish?
Who told you that? Kill you? What do we want to kill you for?
You're drunk.
Perhaps I'm just a little...
And that would excuse your having taken one of my pearls.
Oh, heaven.
Please don't apologize. I shall not ask you to put it back.
I was just looking. I can look if I like, can't I? Here, have a bloody thing back. I'm a bit tiddly, aren't I? Come on, that water, have another drink. You're not drinking enough, my man.
Thank you, my dear sir. I will. Why, the party is becoming quite gay. I wonder if we shall see the captain again.
Ah, he'll be back.
Yes, I think he will.
Stop that, Eric. Come on, keep moving. Brace up, boy. You'll all run down. That's what's wrong with you. Come on, keep going. The walk will do you good.
Get away now.
Tonight.
Can't be done. No ship of mine puts to sea without food.
I tell you, that man in the house knows everything.
Why, he treated us real handsome until you began with your tomfoolery. And I must say, I've seen men shot for less, and nobody's sorry. What more do you expect, anyway?
He was guying us. It's all they're good for.
Eric, you didn't give me away.
Oh, what was there to give away? We're transparent. We've got thief branded on us, thief. He talked about his pearls and smiled. It's no use. We only make him laugh with our pretenses. He looks at us and laughs like God.
The pearls. Has he got them? Did he show them to you?
Just the safe they were in. But you'll never get at them.
I have a word to say to that.
Do you think it'd have been so easy if he hadn't been prepared? The servants are both armed. He'd armed himself. He always is. There's nothing to be done.
Is that so? Well, there's one thing sure. I must get Hughie out of that. We're not here to pick daisy chains. I'm going back to that man, and we'll see whether he's the tin god you think him.
Oh, honey, you know, you're not a black bloke. I like you. I never thought I'd run into a queer cove like you. I never thought I'd do a lot of things what I had done. If my poor old mother could only see me in hell. Mr. John L. Hughes puts to sea before the mast. with a drunken skipper. I hope he rots in hell. I hope he rots in hell.
No doubt he will. Such a fervent prayer is bound to be answered. But what about the captain? Where does he come into this sorry tale?
Captain, a jolly captain. Sing over a jolly captain. It's ale the gallant Captain John Davis, who was responsible for the sinking of the good ship Sea Ranger with much loss of life. He was empty bottles.
Empty bottles?
Were six green bottles hanging on the wall. And if one green ball should accidentally fall, nothing but a smell hanging on the bloody wall.
Yes, the bottles. What about the empty bottles?
It is funny, isn't it? We took over the good ship Paraloni, the cargo champagne what was going to sell off the record. We drinks the first half dozen cases. And then we finds out there ain't nothing in the rest of them but water. Not even that in some of them. Just a lot of empty bottles. Nothing but the smell hanging on them. Come on, let's have a little song. Six green bottles. The room's going round and round.
Here's the chair, Mr. Whish. There. And what were you going to do then?
Sink the Paraloni for the insurance. We found we ain't got enough stores. Take us nowhere. Nothing to eat, nothing to drink. And then your beautiful island floated up to us out to sea, and here we are. I must have another drink. Come on, have another drink.
And then you came to my island, yes? Go on.
I don't tell no more.
Yes, you do. What was to happen then?
Don't tell no more. Tales out of school. You can't tell tales out of school.
You were out to kill me. How were you going to kill me?
Mr. Bloomin' Herrick. We gotta do it.
Herrick.
We sent him ashore to bring you back. And when we got you out there, over the side, a cold and frosty morning. You're all right now, Addy, old boy. I'll see they don't finish you off. You trust your old pal.
Master.
What is it, Taniela?
Captain O'Scuna come.
Oh. Wait outside.
Yes, master.
Shadrack. Bring gun.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, my dear Mr. Whish. You have told me all I wanted to know. Now we can get to work. Captain Davis is paying us another visit. Have another drink, and do have a cigar.
Good evening.
Good evening, Captain Davis. Hands up.
Hold. Hiya.
Now, my dear sir, advance very slowly into the room. Keep your hands in the air. That's very nice. Now you may come inside. Well, you seem to be a very tuppenny pirate. I'm going to give you Mr. Whish, or the wine sop that remains of him. He talks a great deal when he drinks, Captain Davis of the Sea Ranger.
Whish!
I have quite done with him, and return the article with thanks. But first, Captain, tell me what you have done with Mr. Herrick. Come, do not keep me waiting, or your family may have to deplore the loss of an invaluable parent.
Why, you don't...
Keep strictly still, Davis. What have you done with Herrick?
I guess he's down by the shore. That's where I left him. On the pier.
I've lost my cigar. That would help me find my cigar. Floor, come up, nip me. It's a bruise on my head. Oh, got a headache.
There is your Whitechapel carrion. A charming picture, is it not? Now understand, if ever I see either of you again, you shall eat a bullet. Now, take yourselves off. And if you value what you call your life, keep your hands up as you go. Go on.
Come on, Hewish.
It's all right. Stay here with that in water.
Go aboard tomorrow.
Come on, or by the living God, I'll kill you.
Yes, Mr. Go.
Herrick, I thought you were by the pier.
I'm going back there, Davis.
Where?
Back to that house.
Why, man, he'll shoot you like a dog. Herrick, you're wet to the skin. What happened?
Wouldn't you think it'd be easy to drown yourself?
Come here, man. Come back on board and help me get things straight. You're not going back on a friend.
Oh, go to hell in your own way. Atwater! Atwater! Put a bullet through me if you like. I'm coming back to the house. Shoot me if you like.
And what brings you back here, Mr. Herrick? Don't move. Why, you seem to be wet through.
Well, why don't you fire? Why don't you fire?
I don't think I shall need to shoot you.
For God's sake, kill me!
A strange time of night for bathing. What brings you here?
I don't know. Can you do anything with me?
It would depend a good deal upon what you are.
A coward.
There is very little to be done with that. Why are you a coward?
There was a bright planet shining before me in the sky, and I swam towards it. I thought it would be the last thing I should look upon. I'd only to stop swimming, no mystery about that, to let the waters of the Pacific close over me. And I couldn't do it. What would you call that?
The will of God.
I wish I could believe. No, I cannot. Oh, what does it matter? Here I am, and so pitiful is my condition that I come to you, whom I hate, for help. And yet I believe you to be cold, cruel, evil.
Come, we must get you some dry clothes.
But don't you know that they plan to... that we plan...
Poor Herrick, a sad choice for a kidnapper.
But of course you know everything.
Yes, I know everything. Herrick?
Yes?
Will you obey me?
Obey? I don't know.
Where does your loyalty lie, Herrick?
What have I to do with loyalty? And yet...
Yes?
It seemed to me as I swam to the shore that my fate was to be found here, on this island.
Fate! That makes us brothers in belief. Come then, follow me. We may have a great deal to do before the morning.
Are you awake, Hewish?
Yes. God, I've got an headache on me. Home, sweet home. Nice to be back on the old Farallone, I don't think. I'll tell you what, looks like you and me cut a pretty poor figure last night.
We cut a poor figure, I like that. If anyone cut a poor figure, it was you.
All right, it was my fault. I'll admit it if it makes you feel any better. Point is, what are we going to do about it?
By God, I'm going to see that man at my feet.
Are you particular about having him dead or alive?
I want to see him dead.
Well, then give me your hand across the table and say, God, strike me dead if I don't back you up.
Well, what the hell's that for?
Luck. Substantial guarantee demanded.
I don't see the good of no such tomfoolery.
I do, though. Come on.
Oh, what was it I say?
God, strike me dead if I don't back you up.
God, strike me dead if I don't back you up.
That's fine. That's lovely. Now I'll bring out the baby.
What the hell do you mean?
Fragile. With care. This side up.
What's that? What have you got in that handkerchief?
Now, do you think you can look after Eric and the Kanakas? Because I can take care of Mr. Atwater.
You take care of Atwater, he'd eat you.
Take it easy now. What's the first point? The first point is to get ashore. Have a squint out of that porthole. Tell me if our little black friends are still waiting for us.
Yeah, of course they are. With rifles as big as themselves.
Well, then, what about a flag of truce? Would that do the trick, or would they let us have it in the boat?
No, I don't think they would.
No more do I, so that's how we get ashore. Now, the next thing is to get near the managing director. You're going to write his worship a nice long letter.
I don't get you.
You don't, of course you don't. You see, you're big. You're big. You're... He knows you've got a gun. And you ain't the sort to hesitate about using it. But I'm such a little un. I'm unarmed. No kid about that. And I'll hold me hands above me head right enough. If I can manage to sneak up near to him while we're talking, you watch out and back me up a bit smart,
well,
see?
Well, how the hell will I know what's going
you
on?
You won't need to know. just listen for a scream.
Oh, what do you mean to do?
I mean to do for the bastard.
How?
Sure you want to know?
Of course I want to know.
When your back's at the wall, you do the best you can, don't you? Mm. I say that because I happen to know there's a prejudice against it. It's considered vulgar, awfully vulgar. There she is. Just a little bottle. The baby.
What is it?
Did you ever hear of vitriol?
No. No!
That's what this is. It'll eat into his bones. It'll smoke on him like hellfire. One drop in his eyes and I'll trouble you for Mr. Atwater.
You'll not do it, Hughie.
Now, see here, ducky. This is my bean feast. If I'd asked you to walk up and face the music, I could understand it, but I ain't. First thing you know, you'll see Atwater running round and howling like a good...
Dear God, don't even talk about it.
Well, you are a juggins. You wanted to kill him, didn't you? You'd have killed the whole lot of them. And here I am showing you how to do it. And you turn up your nose because I've got some medicine in a bottle.
That's true enough. It don't seem reasonable, but there it is.
The applications of science, I suppose.
I don't know what it is, but it's there. I draw the line.
And I suppose it tickles your fancy when you take a pistol and blow a man's brains all over him.
But the risk!
That's my lookout, ducky, and I'm game. Look at me, David. There ain't no shilly-shally about me. I'm game. I am game all through. Look at me as long as you like. You won't see nothing yellow here. Murder ain't easy, and it ain't genteel, and it ain't safe. It takes a man to do it. Well, he's a man.
What's he here? Can the thing be done? It can't be easy.
If I get within 20 foot of him, it'll be done, so you watch out.
Well, how do you know that? You swine. I believe you've done it before.
Oh, that's private affairs. I ain't a talking man. Well, what do you say? I thought you'd come round to it. Now for the letter. There's your paper and there's your pen. Sit down and I'll dictate.
Go on, then.
Now, take a dip in the ink. That's it. Now, William John Atwater, Esquire. Sir... It is with feelings of shame that I approach you after the humiliating events of last night. I do not venture to solicit the favor of an interview myself, but I have deputed my friend and partner, Mr. John L. Hewish, to lay my proposals before you. I am your faithful servant, John Davis. There. You got that? Let's have a look. Ah, that's beautiful. The touch of the master hand.
No! It can't be. It's damnation. God would never forgive it.
Well, who wants him to?
Oh, for God's sake, man!
Here, I'm going to give you my ultimatum. Come with me or stay here just as you like. I'm going to see his worship and I'm going to throw vitriol in his eyes.
No, you're not. By God, you're not. I'm going to have something to say about that.
What are you going to say, Cap? What are you going to do?
You ain't leaving this ship until we thought of a cleaner way of doing this.
Well, you're a little saint, you are. What do you want? Shall we have a service over him? I'll read the lesson, shall I? Then you can put a mask over your ugly mug and chop off his head with a meat axe. That'll be nice and clean. Mr. Atwater won't object. Oh, no. He'll just stand like a lamb and let you do for him. I've told you my plan, and that's the way it's going to be. I'm off. Are you coming, Joan of Arc?
Get your hands up, Hughie. You're not going yet.
My. Oh, my, but it's hot. It's cruel, I know, of course it. Nice day to cash your chips in. I'd rather have it on a cold and frosty morning, wouldn't you? Here we go round the mulberry bush. Here we go round the mulberry
Shut
bush.
Up! Put that bottle on the table.
All right, Kathy.
That's better. My God. I thank God.
Thou God seest me. I remember I had that written in my Bible. Well, God, you're going to see a ram's dog presently, I promise you.
I'll have no blasphemy, not on my ship.
All right, Cap. Anything to oblige. Any other topic you'd like to suggest? Shakespeare? Warren Exchange? The weather? The ethics of assassination? Here's a conversation on tap. Just put a penny in the slot. You know, Captain Davis, I regard it as most unsporting of you holding a little fellow like me up with a gun. I never thought you were a coward. What would that little wife of yours say if she knew? Or those two lovely boys? Or that little Ada?
Are you little rat?
Stay where you are. I'll let you have this bottle full in a dial. Better a coward than a mug, Captain.
Just stand quite still. And put those dainty little hands of yours above your head, while I get me fingers on this gun. I should hate to see that face without any skin on it. Now, my gallant captain, I hope you remember it was you started all this playing with firearms.
You wouldn't dare shoot me. How the hell would you get away from here with no one to sail the ship? What can you do against Atwater and the rest single-handed?
Just now, I ain't worrying. I'm an even-tempered fellow, but I'm mad with you, and when I'm mad, I'm dangerous. I'll put a bullet through you as soon as look at you.
I'm coming over there. You wish you wouldn't dare.
Goodbye, Captain Davis.
I'm coming after you, Hughie. You've not done for me yet.
Well, Mr. Huish, what brings you back to my island?
If you'll read this letter from Captain Davis.
Before we go any further, I wonder if you'd be so kind as to raise your hands above your head.
Oh, Mr. Atwood.
Merely a formality, you understand. Higher, if you please. Thank you. Search him, Taniera.
Yes, Master.
You know, there's something unpleasantly dangerous about your face. Let us hope that your looks are deceiving me. And what have you got in your pocket? A gun. Oh, Mr. Huish. On an errand of mercy, too. All right, Taniera, you may go.
Yes, sir.
So, what was Captain Davis to say to me? Or did your business concern itself entirely with the pistol?
Mr. Atwater, sir, now we're alone.
Forgive me, Mr. Huish, but would you mind moving back a pace? You looked so delightful where you were.
I was going to say...
Further yet, if you don't mind...
I don't know, Mr. Atwater, if you ever had a mother.
I can set your mind at rest. I had. And henceforth, if I might venture to suggest it, we will leave her out of the conversation.
I hope I didn't offend you, sir, when I spoke about your mother. I shouldn't like to think I trespass on your private feelings.
Not in the least. I should perhaps tell you that I'm not amenable to the pathetic.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir, if I have seemed to trespass on your private feelings. At least, sir, you'll never persuade me that you're not a perfect gentleman. I know a gentleman when I see him. And as such, I have no hesitation in throwing myself on your merciful consideration. It's hard lines to have to own yourself, Beef. To have to come and beg for charity.
When if things had only gone right, the whole place was as good as your own. I can understand your feeling.
I was only going to say, sir, that my mother wrote in my Bible for me when I left home... Thou, God, seest me, she wrote.
Yes, well?
Well, sir, I've been a wicked and sinful man. But I've always known to come a day of reckoning. I was seeking all sorts of things just now in my sinful way. And then suddenly, it was just as if I'd had a message. A vision, you might almost call it. Thou, God, seest me, drumming in me brain. And you standing there like something in the last judgment. Oh, it was creepy and no mistake.
Tell me, Mr. Huish, you came here to kill me, did you not?
Mr. Atwater, I want to confess freely to you. I had some such mad scheme in my mind. At least it wasn't my idea. That Captain Davis has got it in for you, sir. It was him put me up to this. I'm not really a bad man, sir, but that Davis attempt to saint. Thank God you found that pistol. Thank God you saved me from myself and my sinful intent.
This is not a church doss house.
You judge me, Mr. Atwater, and God knows how unjustly.
I'm sorry to have to beg your pardon once more, but you seem to be a trifle near. I would suggest that you take 1, 2, 3 steps back and stay there. Oblige me by opening your hands. Let me see the fingers spread. Throw down that thing you're holding.
Here it is, you...
Vitriol, Mr. Wish. And it went into your own face. Well, goodbye.
Stop him!
Stay where you are, Davis. Back against that post. That's better. I give you 60 seconds to make your peace with God.
I came to save you. I came here to save you. He shot me. Shoulder. But I came after him. He wanted to... He said, Vitriol. Now, I would have done for you, but not that.
60 seconds, Davis.
You're going to kill me?
I am. Make your last appeal to God.
Well,
I guess I'm not troubling the old man. Considering the job I was on, I guess it's better business to just shut my face.
A first taste of death, Captain Davis. A little nearer this time. If you could turn your head, you'd see the bullet hole in the wood, a mere half inch from your left cheek. This time I shall draw blood. You are to see the angel of death 7 times, and the last shot will bring you to judgment. May God have mercy on your soul. It will be between the eyes, I think.
Steady. I'll take your 60 seconds.
Good.
Oh, God. Look after my 2 kids.
Is that all your prayer?
I guess so. Don't keep pulling me long.
So, is your peace made with heaven? Because it is with me. Go and sin no more, sinful father.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Eric, Tanyara.
Master.
Bring water, Tanyara, and cloth.
Yes, sir.
Eric, brandy quickly.
Oh, God, what I might have done.
I heard shooting. Is he dead?
No, only fainted. We must save him.
Ain't there no mercy? What must I do to be saved?
Believe in the Lord thy God, and thou shalt be saved. He's bleeding like a pig. I must take the bullet out at once. Quickly. You must hold his arms, Harry. Just a moment. I must get some of my tackle.
Are you a doctor?
Hardly a qualified one, but I've had to put my hand to everything here.
Next time, I'll bring you a doll. Or would you like a parrot? Pretty Polly? Pretty Polly? She's only 5. Only 5. Dear God, she can't be dead. Ada, wake up. Come back to me. Come on.
Hold him, Harry.
Daughter of Captain and Mrs. John Davis of Portland, Maine.
You have to hurt it like that.
We must bring him cleansed to the throne of justice. He has sinned and he must suffer.
What do you know about justice? Man, be merciful.
Be quiet. Hold him down.
Be merciful. Be merciful. The Lord have mercy upon me. You devil. You've done it before. Shooting a man is one thing, but to save human. All right. Give me the pole. I'll write to him. Dead or alive, why should I care? I want to see him at my feet.
The bullet at last. Quick, man, the bandaging.
Did you shoot him?
No, but I came near enough to it.
Is Hewish dead?
Oh, yes. The little cockney is dead.
Dead. Dead. All dead.
Sacrifice for your God? I said
enough of that, Herrick. More brandy here.
Will he live? He lost a terrible amount of blood.
Oh, yes. He's coming round now. Dr. Simmons will patch him up.
Dr. Simmons?
The Trinity Hall was sighted an hour ago.
Have more champagne. Plenty more where that came from. Fill your glass.
What will you do with Davis?
He may want to stay here. I'll leave it to him. If he wishes, I can send him home on the Trinity Hall. But I think he will stay.
I don't believe you'll ever send him home. You're a savage. You'll never keep faith.
Watch what you're doing, Herrick. There. He'll be all right. Janiera?
Master.
Take him to my room.
Yes, Master.
Shadrach, help him. Then you two go out to Captain Schooner. Make sure no one on board. Set fire to Schooner. Let it burn till it sinks. Savvy?
Savvy, Master.
I've been a sinner. God, is there forgiveness for me? Is there forgiveness? Forgiveness!
Set fire?
Yes, the last of the Farallone. And now, Mr. Herrick, what are we to do with you?
Kill me, perhaps?
Kill?
Murder is such a very little thing to you, I suppose.
Oh, your friend Hewish. I got my bullet in first. The vitriol went into his own eye.
You swine! You can joke about the agony he suffered.
I prefer to think of the pain which I should have suffered. Are you mourning for your Mr. Hewish? But then let me repeat my other question. What is to become of Herrick? Why not join the captain in repentance?
Let me go. For pity's sake, let me go.
Come to the mercy seat. He waits to be gracious, man. He waits to be gracious.
Let me go.
No, I shall never let you go. Here in this graveyard of brown innocence, bow your head before his judgment. I have brought one penitent to the throne tonight.
Is that your repentance to your God? You beat the captain to his knees with a bullet.
Is your heart so cold and empty of longing, Herrick? Self-respect. Do you remember your diving dress of self-respect? To go down into the world in? You've kept it about you. And if you throw it aside, no warmth, no heart beating will be revealed. Only the skeleton of a man.
You must be the devil.
No, I assure you, I'm on the other side.
He will leave you. When the captain is better, he will leave you.
Perhaps. But I shall have you with me for life, Herrick.
See.
For life.
It may be a short life.
I do not think you will try to kill yourself again.
Perhaps I shall kill you. Do you think I cannot hate?
Perhaps. See, I shall turn my back to you. There is a gun at your feet. Pick it up. It is still loaded. Good. I am at your mercy. Remember that you hate me. You can shoot me in the back of the head. And for an instant before I fall into eternity, I may even respect you. Of course, you don't want my respect. Well then, do you remember the fate which drew you back to my island? I wonder if you knew then that you would never leave it.
Yes. I think I knew then.
I look forward to many long evenings together. Since you are not going to shoot, give me back the gun.
Stay where you are.
Too late, Herrick.
I know what I have to do. Of my own free will.
Will? There can no longer be any question of that. That came to an end when you could not fire a pistol. Now it is too late.
Don't move. I could kill you now, face to face. Look into my eyes and you can see death watching you. Did you think that I could live in this house forever? The air of this place is pressing the last breath out of my body.
Herrick.
I'm going now. Don't follow me. You and I will never meet again.
Herrick!
Don't follow me!
Then hear thou in heaven, and do and judge thy servants, condemning the wicked to bring his way upon his head, and justifying the righteous to give him according to his righteousness. Then hear thou in heaven, thy dwelling place, and forgive and do and give to every man according to his ways. Whose heart thou knowest. For thou, even thou only, knowest the hearts of all the children of men.
In the Ebb Tide by Robert Louis Stevenson and Lloyd Osborne, adapted for radio by Donald Pleasance, the part of Atwater was played by Arthur Howard, Herrick, Dennis McCarthy, Hewish, David March, Captain Davis, Harry Taub. Other parts were played by members of the BBC Drama Repertory Company. The production, which was recorded, was by Norman Wright.